It's verse 21. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth? So God's angry about this little saying that's going around that, oh, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth. No prophecies are coming true. You know, it's exactly what people are going to say in the end times, according to 2 Peter chapter 3. Where is the promise of his coming? Where's the second coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Where is the promise of his coming? Same mentality here of making fun of Bible prophecy and saying it's never going to happen. So God is rebuking this proverb. And he says in verse 23, tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease. He says, people are going to stop saying this because it's going to start sounding stupid. When everything's actually happening, the proverb's not going to seem cool anymore. And so he says, I'll make this proverb to cease, that they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, here's your new proverb, right? Say unto them, the days are at hand and the effect of every vision. Everything's happening. Everything's coming true. For there shall be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, this is going to happen in your lifetime, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord. So, saith the Lord God. So a couple things here. First of all, God hates this mentality that says, oh, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Don't worry about it. He wants us to realize that God's judgment is always right there at the door. And that's the way that we should feel about it. Even if we're not necessarily living in the days of the great tribulation or the actual end of the world or the abomination of desolation, here's what we need to understand. The great tribulation's coming, right? But you know, the Bible tells us that all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You know, the Bible says, verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know. So even though the great tribulation's coming someday, there's always tribulation going on. It's always going to happen in our lifetimes in some way. Not only that, but you know, we think about God pouring out his wrath in Revelation with the seven trumpets and the seven vials. But here's the thing about that, is that every unsaved person right now today has the wrath of God abiding on them. So you don't necessarily have to wait for the end times for God to pour out his wrath. You know, God could pour out his wrath on an individual person or an individual city or an individual nation whenever he wants to. And it could come at any moment. So we don't want to have this attitude that says, oh, it's far off. It's not going to happen for a long time. First of all, we don't know when the end is going to come. So we don't know if the tribulation and the wrath of God is far away. We don't know. It could be within the next several years or so. We don't know. But even if it's not, even if it's 200 years from now, those type of events will happen in every generation. God will bring judgment. God will bring his wrath. God will bring persecution. We're going to go through that on a smaller scale no matter what anyway. So we shouldn't have that attitude.